Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Gruber. I'm going to be brutal again today. Brutally honest from the foxhole of freedom. Going to tell you the truth if nobody else will. That's what I do here every day. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for stopping in, by the way, and thank you for watching on X, those of you doing the live stream today. Three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, in Michigan, Supreme Court Judge Viviano is not running for re-election. He's out. We'll have one of his possible replacements coming up in a few minutes. Number two, Republicans got a partial hearing on their school safety package. It is quite a package, and I'll get to that in just a moment. Because number three, what are you doing at noon today? I know what a lot of people are doing at noon today. Sneaking off, slinking off to the sports bar. I know what you're up to. I see you back there. Slinking off to the local sports bar to watch, well, in this case, Michigan State University and Mississippi State. Mississippi State, an athletic squad, to say the least. Watched them play a couple of days ago. They're a tough team. Anyhow, it's March Madness time. Everybody's in. My alma mater had a 14-point lead yesterday and lost. 14-point lead in the second half and lost in Montana State to Grambling. Not a good look, but they were only a 500 basketball team when they showed up, 17-17 when they showed up. Now they're 17-18 and going home. Anyhow, it's big dance time. March Madness. Michigan State plays today. Michigan and Michigan State, I think, are both in the women's tournament as well. So we've got that going on now. And that's all good fun. A lot of folks won't show up for work tomorrow. They'll be late to work on Monday, too. But let's talk about school safety. Ever since the shooting at Oxford, it's been a big discussion for a long time. I think special resource officers are incredibly important. I think allowing staff, faculty and staff, to carry concealed would be another great step forward. Because, look, too many of these schools are completely defenseless. Defenseless. Look, you don't have mass shootings in Detroit because you have your own Detroit School Police Department. You don't have mass shootings in the schools there, or Chicago or other big cities. So maybe we should emulate whatever's being done in those districts so it doesn't happen in small districts or smaller districts like happened in Oxford with that tragedy, right? There's also some great AI out there now that can identify weapons on students. Remarkable technology. See, AI can work very well in some places. Anyhow, I digress. The House Education Committee hosted a meeting Wednesday. Still hasn't voted on a string of school safety bills developed based on recommendations following the Oxford shooting. House Bills 4088 through 4100 were the fruit of the bipartisan commission's report following the Oxford shooting. State Representative Kelly Breen of Novi, a Democrat, testified on behalf of part of the package, including her House Bill 5549, said this: I think we can agree, all of us, no matter what side of the aisle you sit on, that our kids have a fundamental right to be safe and respectful learning environment. And we know now that when our kids are not physically and mentally secure, they cannot learn academic. Luke Bierman, Republican, Coopersville, praised the committee for discussing some of the bills in the school safety package. I'm grateful to see portions of the bipartisan school safety package moving forward, and hopeful that the whole package will soon move out of committee and onto the House floor for a vote. The steadfast commitment to bipartisan collaboration by Reps Breen and Colasar on the issue is not something I take for granted, but there is much more to be done. Also a member of the task force, Meerman supported the movement of the entire bill package. Every part of this package is valuable, and once enacted, the bills will work together to help support students across the state. I look forward to continued movement on this package in particular. Representative Glanville's House Bill 4098, which would fulfill the immediate need of better training of school staff to support our students. It's time to get these important measures across the finish line. And though it's received bipartisan support, House Bill 4093 was passed over during the committee hearing. That bill would require contact information for OK to Say, a confidential criminal or harmful activity report program, to be included on all student ID cards. Contact information. I feel like I'm still in high school being forced to play political games just so we can keep kids safe in school, said Steele from Orion Township. I've been an outspoken advocate for passing legislation that would secure school safety resources, improve and expand access to OK to Say, and guarantee schools have quality crisis plans. This is all important to all of us. More special resource officers is what we need. We've got many retired police officers, retired military. We've got faculty and staff that have concealed carry permits today. Why not let them use those to protect our kids? Steele, meanwhile, criticized the majority for not working together instead of embracing the ugliest part of politics. My bill would ensure kids can access expert help when their friend is facing a crisis. Yet the legislation will likely die in committee so the Democrats can score some political points. Previously, Republican Minority Leader Matt Hall sent a letter to Speaker Joe Tate regarding the package, making it a priority during the time when the legislature has an equal number of Republican and Democrat representatives. We can get this done. Why play games with any of this, I say? Democrats, you crow about how you want children to be safe. I believe you. I believe you. So do it. What are you waiting on? It's an election year, so what? School safety is critical. Speaking of election year, and we'll have more about this after the break, because coming up in a moment, Mark Boonstra will be here. He's a 3rd District Court of Appeals judge. And he has announced his candidacy for the Michigan Supreme Court. Why? Well, because conservative Supreme Court Justice David Viviano has announced that he will not seek re-election. Viviano is young, 52. End of his tenure spanning more than a decade. Initially appointed by former Governor Rick Snyder in 2013, Viviano was re-elected in 2014 and 2016. With his term concluding in December, he's expressed gratitude for the support he's received, hinted that future plans will be disclosed later this year. Viviano has acknowledged with respectful disagreements with the court's recent decisions. He emphasized the privilege of contributing to significant legal discussions in the state. Prior to his service on the Michigan Supreme Court, Viviano held the position of chief judge for the Macomb County Circuit and Probate Courts. So David Viviano is on the way down the road, which is too bad. He's been a good voice, a common sense voice out there, and he is opting to move on. And like I said, here in just a moment, Mark Boonstra will join me to talk about his effort to get that seat. Meanwhile, the EPA has granted automakers an extension to comply with the new tailpipe emission standards, which are way out of line. Donald Trump says he'll get rid of these day one in the White House. We'll see. This is from the Environmental Protection Agency, greatly overstepping its bounds. Again, trying to force you and I to buy EVs when that's not what we want. Not at all what we want, in fact. Listen, we'll take a break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com. Send me a note. Tell me what you think. Tell me about what's happening in your area of the world. Look, we get a lot of these stories. I'm trying to find out what's going on in Jackson. I got notes about there being an influx of illegals in Jackson, but I need more information out there, folks. I need your help. Go to stevegruber.com, drop me a note, and tell me what's up. I'll be back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.